Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
We got a lot of sharks out there trying to take a bite of something. It was hot. A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. Don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live large, big house, five cars, commit charge, coming up in the world. Don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly. I remember the days when I was a young kid growing up, looking in the mirror, dreaming about blowing up the rock crowds, make money, chill with the honeys, sign autographs, and whatever the people want from me. It's funny how impossible dreams manifest in the games that be coming with it. Nevertheless, you got to go for the gusto, but you don't know of the blood, sweat, and tears, and losing some of your peers, and losing some of yourself through the years past. So bye, hopefully it'll manifest. But the wrong guy, egomaniac, in the brainiac, don't know how to act. Beat 48 track studio, X-Max, sign the deal, thinks he's gonna make a mill, but never will, till he crosses over steel, filling your head with fantasies. Come with me, show the sacrifice it takes to make the cheese. You wanna be a rock superstar? Don't want in the biz, it takes heat from people, no one it is. Stop a shit, was all fun and game, but the price of fame is high. It's a campaign, the way feel trapped in what you rapping about. Tell me what happened, you lost clout, the route you took started collapsing. No rest, no fame, no respect, no change, no women and everybody on your show. They wanna be a rock superstar, live large, a big house, five cars, you bring charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly to be a rock superstar, and live large, a big house, five cars, you bring charge, coming up in the world, don't trust nobody, gotta look over your shoulder constantly.
People see rock star, you know what I'm saying? We're still trying to get out and work like everybody else, you know? It's a fun job, but it's still a job. Save your money, man. Save your money, too. Hit single don't last very long. You know what I'm saying? I mean, lucky in this game, too. There's going to be another cat coming out looking like me, sounding like me next year. I know this. It'll be a flip side to what you did. Somebody else trying to spin off like something, you know, serious.
If I have big dreams, I'm making big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the main. Then you want to look trendy in the Bentley. Let me explain what happens to these stars in their big brains. First, they get played like all damn day. Long as you sell, let me go be okay. And you get this by the media fans. Things never stay the same way they began. I heard that some never get fooled to the fullest. That's why fools end up dining on the think everything's fine in the big time. See me in my legs with the chrome rain shine. So you wanna go far and live large. It ain't all that goes with being a rock star.
So you wanna be a rock superstar. Fall off, roll on to the next rock superstar with no
no shame. Give him a year and they'll be right out the game, the same as the last one who came before him. Gang things started getting it, thought I warned him, assured him this ain't easy, take it from easy, sleazy people wanna be so cheesy, the people.
Everybody, how you guys doing tonight? Another Tuesday night, and can you believe this here? It is already November 1st, and because it is November 1st, I need people to explain something to me. Talk to me like I am a five-year-old. Talk to me like I'm freaking retarded. Talk to me like I'm stupid. How the hell is it going to be November 1st, and it's 71 degrees outside? Not that I'm complaining, but I'm complaining because, well, all right. So yesterday, not yesterday, day before, Sunday, in our area, they did trick-or-treating on Sunday afternoon, and it was really cool. You know, my son was really interesting because he didn't want to go trick-or-treating this year. He wanted to hand out candy, and I thought it was kind of really cool of him because, like, dude, you're giving instead of just receiving from everybody else. But about an hour into this, we ran out of candy. Now, I told my wife, but my wife don't want to listen to me. I told her we would run out. But anyway. So we run out of candy. Then my son's like, hey, Dad, I think I want to go trick-or-treating. I'm like, all right, bet. Let's go. It was beautiful out there. I mean, we're talking, what, mid to upper 60s, nice little breeze. It was gorgeous. And this is really weird as opposed to years past where it wasn't gorgeous. It was cold. Like, I'd be out there. Like, I'm over here. I had this big-ass cup, and I went 50-50 on that with bourbon and Coke. And man, that didn't even take off the edge of the chill. Gloves on, big old jacket, still cold. And this year is completely different. I mean, like I said, absolutely gorgeous out there. Today was beautiful. My understanding is the next few days are going to be just as nice. I don't know. Is it global warming? Is it, you know, global famine, heating, cooling? What's the latest term that we use these days? I don't know anymore. It messes me up. 920-376-9400 is the number to the show. We got that pinned in the chat room here. If you want to join in the conversation, we got a lot to go over here because, we got all that business going on in the Ukraine. We got DHS, stuff that we already did know, speculated, kind of had our Scooby senses, our Spidey senses, whatever, has already told us, but apparently DHS has been colluding with big tech, circumventing 1A, and probably a few other amendments. Then, of course, you know, we got a primary, that was a couple months ago, but we got a general election coming up here. In 1 week's time, 1 week, and it's an interesting conundrum because there is going to be, from what I can tell, a massive, massive red wave across this country, and I really can't help but wonder that if this was any other election cycle, if the Democrats weren't screwing up as bad as they are, I don't think that many of these current Republicans on the ballot, I don't think they would have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. I really, really don't. Because really, for the most part, a lot of these candidates across the country and even here in Wisconsin, I see them as B-tier. I see them as, well, I just don't think that if this was any other election cycle, they would have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. I think really, at this particular point, if you put up a baked potato with an R behind it, it will win. I think that's how disgusted people are with the Democrats. So we'll get into more of that here tonight. And then, of course, we'll take your calls. Got your comments in the chat room. We got Brother Orlando Owens up in here. What's going on? Good to see you. Orlando's still out there on the campaign trail. He's still doing his thing, talking to people. Going out to events, that's a beautiful thing. I see Stephanie Suchek's got it up running live right now, so you guys make sure you want to check her out. And then, of course, let's get into the news. We got a lot of stuff here. This is a topic I really want to get into, and I'm going to wait until I get a couple more people in here, but this is another topic we'll talk about. It's conspiracy. Now, I know, when you talk conspiracy theories and stuff like that, it's all about going down a rabbit hole and, you know, the moon landing was fake, 9/11 was an inside job, all that nonsense. But I think there's something to it. And as you guys know, I have been on this carnivore diet journey now for about a month and a half, almost 2 months now. And, you know, I've experimented with slightly different things here and there. Like yesterday, I tried some keto bread. And it was actually really good. I suppose any bread is really good if you haven't had bread in the last, I don't know, month and a half. But so I gave it a go. It was freaking phenomenal. But I, I've been pretty strict with my carnivore diet and everything. And I found a lot of the issues that I've had to deal with physically, everything from a higher pulse, higher blood pressure, but not out of the realm of what's considered normal. Because like I said, I had a physical last week, and I was given a clean bill of health. And not diabetic, not pre-diabetic. I mean, literally, I was all in the green. And the only thing that I really have to watch out for is my weight. Now, of course, with weight comes other issues. You know, your heart's working faster, so your pulse is going to be elevated more than, say, the normal person or someone who's at a normal weight. blood pressure is up a little bit too, but not in that hypertension area, but it's enough where it's like, okay, get your diet tight and you're going to be on point. Now, I bring this up here, as I do every week, because it's a journey. It's a process that I'm going through, and I appreciate folks, you know, helping to keep me accountable and everything. John Gall, what's going on? Why are you going to vote Democrat, man? They're doing that damn good of a job, huh? You like that? They're going to ship his monkey ass off to Ukraine. You watch. We'll get to that story here. But as I've gone through this process, and we might as well get into this now, I can't help but wonder. There are people that believe in conspiracies to the point where they actually think that there is a group of high-powered, influential, ultra-rich elites that are sitting in back rooms smoking cigars, planning the demise of the human race. They want to cull half the population or some nonsense such as that. Life is not that interesting, because the narrative that a lot of these people would portray is that which you would see in a movie. It's a James Bond type of thing. It's a Tom Clancy. It's like the people that believe that there was like the 2020 election was stolen and there were secret servers in Argentina or Venezuela and there was a gunfight in Germany. And if you believe that, then I personally think you just need something to glom onto. You need something to make your life interesting because, well, quite honestly, life is not that interesting. Life is not like a movie like that. I've been on this planet quite a long time. And I can tell you, emphatically, life is really not that interesting. Now, it's not to say there aren't conspiracies, cabals, or things of that nature that are out there. I'll give you a great example. So if you were to take a look at food, like I said, I'm on this carnivore diet. I have eliminated almost all my carbs completely. If I have 10 grams of carbs per day, that is a lot. The average person will consume anywhere between 200 and 300 carbohydrates per day. Now, if you're a bigger guy, you're probably eating upwards of 400 to 500, probably more. And I bring this up because with those extra carbohydrates, with a lot of that processed food, you have people that are jockeying for your dollars. And you're going to have McDonald's with their ads and Burger King with their ads and Stouffer's and this pizza. And, you know, you take your pick, go down the bread aisle. There's like, what, 10 to 15 different brands of bread. And then, of course, you got the bakery and the deli and the donuts and all this stuff. You got the Kroger's and the Pick-A-Saves and the Safeways and the Wawa's and the Casey's and the Quick Trips. And all of people are jockeying for your dollars, right? Now, do the heads of these people know each other or know of each other? Do they meet at, say, trade shows? Do they converse? I mean, you know, my point is that it's not always some dark, nefarious thing. But I think that there's a lot of businesses out there that are just obviously they want to profit, so they're going to market. They're going to do these things. And the more you consume of it, the better their profits. This is the natural order of things in a capitalist society, and I don't begrudge that. The issue, of course, I think with the individual is it's a matter of control, self-accountability. But make no mistake about it, and of course my dogs are down here with the squeakers, but make no mistake about it, though, there are a group of people, your politicos, you know, up high, that want, you know, the Soros types of the world. And they would love to have more control over you. And if you think about this, right, and it sounds horrible, but I do believe this to be true, I think there are a group of people that are in powerful positions that want the average person to be lazy, fat, out of shape. I think they want them to be stressed, overburdened, where their comfort is not necessarily in working out, but it is in eating and watching TV and being inactive. Because a docile, inactive, lazy, fat person is so much easier to control than, say, somebody who's trying to keep their health tight. And for the younger people that do go to the gym and do the thing, well, you can bypass that laziness by saying, hey, you know what? Well, why don't we get them, try to see if they can try to keep up with the latest influencer. So a lot of these cats that go to gym, they're not involved with the political happenings around them or around the world, but rather they are more worried about how they're perceived, how they look, how many likes and shares they're getting on social media and other places like that. So that group of people are so easily distracted by that. And meanwhile, the middle-aged person who developed a gut and is kind of beaten down from the day-to-day hustle and grind, they're just out there and they get home from work. And what do they want to do? They want to have a meal, sit down, watch TV, and that's the problem. That's the problem. We're taught to just sit here and consume content 24/7, and we get into this hole that, before we know it, we're feeling aches and pains earlier than we...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shouldn't life? We're losing our motivation to get up and go. Interesting side note here. Over this past month, my activity level has been through the roof compared to what it was. On average, I was probably doing about 4,000 steps a day, and that's just going from place to place. Very idle, very sedentary. And to my point earlier, I think the powers that be, they want that sedentary person who's going to eat this garbage food. And, and there's nothing wrong with, let me just add this. There's nothing wrong with having some of that garbage food. Like I said, who doesn't love a beautiful donut? Who doesn't love some caramel corn? Who doesn't? Farrah, get over here before I punch you in the neck. This dog's going to pee down here. I'm going to punch her. But you don't need to eat the whole damn bag. You don't have to have all six, blazers from Quick Trip. And it's funny because as I be getting more active, I found myself, my step count going from 4,000 to anywhere between 10 and 13,000 per day. That's how many steps I'm doing. But here's the thing, though. For a lot of people, it is a matter of conditioning. You were conditioned to work, eat, sit around, watch TV, get hooked on a program or whatever. And it takes time to decondition yourself, to condition yourself in such a way that, okay, it's cool to sit down, watch a movie, play a game, whatever. But you know what? If you sit around and game for an hour, then you know what? You can get your monkey ass up and walk for 10 to 20 minutes at least. And I'm talking 10 to 20 minutes like 3, 4, 5 times a day. And I think it's amazing what happens when you get yourself moving, when you get yourself going. But in order to get there, you have to work on your mindset first and foremost. And I think that's the hard part, because you're going up against so much of this media, whether it be commercial, television, anything else like that. And that media is very, very powerful stuff, because it operates on the psychological level, on the subconscious level. So it becomes that much more important, I think, to turn off the tube, to put it down, to steel your mind, to educate yourself, or consume content that's going to educate you as well, too. And like I've said before, I will never tell another man, woman, or child what to do or how to do it. I mean, if you want to ask me, I can give you my opinion, sure. But ultimately, you have to want this, because your alternatives really is to be a compliant slave, an individual who just does whatever they're told, because, well, what are you going to do, fight back? You know, you're so comfortable that any discomfort, any disruption to your comfort is an extreme burden. Or do you work on yourself, on the mental, on the physical, get the conditioning right, get your body right, get your health in order, turn off the tube, join the real world, and that way, whenever hardship should come, you're ready for that. Now, I'm not saying I'm there 100% like I used to be many moon ago, but I'm definitely on my way. The journey continues. Jared Gold said he's going to be voting Democrat down the ballot because they're doing such a great job, and he loves Democrats so much. Really, man? Really? Orlando always said, let's keep the work going. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We there's so much at play here. And if we don't get this stuff going, I mean, with 1 week to go before the midterms, it's fascinating. You know, okay, here, let me, this is fun. Local politics here, state politics. All politics is local. It's very important that everybody knows that. A lot of people, your normies, they're of the belief that, well, my vote doesn't really matter. Well, these people don't care about me, or they think they don't have access to it. And the funny part is that what I've learned over this last year is that if you go to these events and you show up to enough of them, it's amazing the level of access you can be granted. And all you got to do is be cool, be cordial, not be a dick. And, you know, and I got to add that in there, because I know some people that are going to various events and they are like horrible. And then they wonder why, like, people shudder when they hear their name, you know. But it is amazing what these people, the level of access, the conversation that they're willing to have with you as a constituent. And I think that's really important, because this idea that you don't have access to any of these people that are running for office, I think, is one of the biggest myths that has been perpetuated over the years. All you have to do is go to an event. I mean, really, it's that simple. Not only that, but when you go to these events, when you get yourself educated, you start realizing that if you want to make any type of change in the body politic, especially from the federal level on down, you need to vote local. Now, I realize that in a lot of your local races, you know, when you're talking village boards, town boards, even like common councils like Milwaukee, they're supposedly nonpartisan. But come on, we know. That being said, though, this is where you have to educate yourself. You have to realize what's going on. And Sheriff Clark said this best last year, and I think this made a lot of sense. He said that Washington can't be fixed from within Washington, but it can be fixed by voting on your local level, your local congressman, your local assemblyman. You know, it's kind of comical to me, because over the last year, I hear a lot of people talking about the medicine swamp. And it's like, oh my God, could you not be more creative? Madison swamp. We had the DC swamp. Now we got a Madison swamp. This is why some of you people shouldn't watch TV, because you are not creative at all. Come up with something better than that. You ain't got no game. But if you want to create, fix these problems, you need to work on your local assemblymen, your local senators, whether they be on the state, federal level, congressman, however that works, right? And not only do you need to do that, but you have to be able to hold these people accountable. Because here's a great example. Tim Michaels, he's a Republican candidate for governor, and I'll keep it 100%. I'm still not confident about this man. I know he goes on the campaign trail, and he's talking about how, you know, since February, he's been kicking around the idea, and I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe because really nobody was talking about Tim Michaels back in February of this year, and you really didn't hear about him until about a month before the Republican convention. And even then, most of what you heard from him was kicking around the idea in media. Was he going to run? Was Tommy Thompson going to run? Whoever was going to run was going to be the person, or the other person was going to endorse. And it's interesting because there were certainly a lot of players in the background that were pushing for Michaels to run. So I don't necessarily know if he has his heart into this. And yes, I've seen him around. I've seen the photos and everything else. And I know there'll be people that'll disagree with me. And, you know, I'm not going to kiss somebody's ass just because they're not Rebecca Clayfish. Because I find that a lot of the Michael sycophants, and that's what they are, sycophants, they're doing this because they have some kind of grudge with Rebecca Clayfish. Wow. How incredibly pathetic, how childish, how juvenile. So you will glom onto somebody because of a personal vendetta. All right, fine. Do you? I hope you get a job in the administration for however long. I suppose you have to try to get a job in government. It's almost like they say, you know, those that can do, those that can't teach, well, those that can do, those that can't, try to jock for position, get a government job. Yeah. Same thing, really, in a lot of ways, but anyway, I do have serious concerns, and I do believe Michaels will win. There's no doubt in my mind at this particular point. And I know signs don't vote, but if you compare signs, sign to sign, Michaels versus Evers, Michaels has his hands down. You go on the betting website, predict it. Michaels is going to take this. If you take a look at a lot of the polls, Trafalgar, Zogby, even 538, you know, take a look at them individually, take a look at them in aggregate, Michaels is going to win this. My big question is, will he govern as a conservative? That's going to be the key there. And this is where I think it's important and incumbent upon all of us as citizens, as voters, as conservatives, that we need to hold these people accountable, whether it be Michaels, whether it be Roger Roth, Amy Laudenbach, John Lieber. Well, let's address the John Lieber thing. I will vote next week up and down for Republicans. That is true. I, however, will not vote for John Lieber. John Lieber is a candidate that is running for the Republic as a Republican candidate for the state treasurer. Here is a guy who, and there's a lot of evidence out there. A complaint has been filed with the Racine County Sheriff's Department, with the WEC, Wisconsin Election Commission. And here is a guy who has literally claims to have residency in Racine, but lives in Madison with his wife and works from Madison. And if you look at that and the evidence that is out there, it is a clear case of voter fraud. You're saying you live in one area, but you're voting and you're voting there via absentee ballot, but yet you physically live elsewhere. And I find it fascinating that you have the Republican Party of Wisconsin, You have, you know, individuals like, say, you know, Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, and, you know, the Racine County Republican Party. Everyone's turning a blind eye to this guy. In a year where election integrity has been one of the forefront issues of all the talking points across this past year and a half, Republicans are going to nominate somebody like this. That just blows my mind. And it really, I think, it tells me that there is a larger issue with the lack of integrity with conservative insiders, Republican insiders, and within the Republican Party of Wisconsin itself. You want to win so much. You want to win so badly that you're willing to turn a blind eye to a potential criminal, criminal allegation here. I don't get it. I mean, if somebody has some insight into this, please, by all means, let me know. And it was funny because I was on social media, on Facebook, and I had reposted something about John. And somebody goes like, well, why don't you reach out to him? And, you know, I'm like, well, he blocked me, so it's no, never mind. I don't really care. Well, he's a really good guy. Okay, well, you know how to get a hold of me. Have him get a hold of me. It's really that simple. You know, and I think it's funny because every time I've been around him, he just kind of goes the other way. All right, fine, whatever, man. Not that I'm that important or anything, but whatever. I think it's interesting, though. People are going to turn a blind eye to this. What's going to happen when this is, you know, when this gets exposed? And I'm actually kind of surprised that Democrats didn't latch on to this. If this were me, I would have made this into a... I would have turned that molehill into a mountain. And I would have painted everybody running across the board. But, you know, that would be a scorched earth tactic, which I'm surprised Democrats didn't use. But, no, it's really important that, you know, like I said, you got to vote with integrity. Vote what your conscience is. And in the case of John Liver, no, there's a guy who should never, under any circumstance, hold an elected office. He shouldn't be voted in to be the dog catcher, the mailman. He shouldn't be voted to go fly to Dunkin' Donuts and go pick up a baker's dozen and some of those donut holes. No, under no circumstance. That being said, I will be voting for a Republican on that treasurer's race. Who? Well, I can keep that to myself. It's really that simple. But, yeah, there are a lot of signs all over the place. Let's see here. John said, I've seen Michael Signs in Wauwatosa. That was shocking to me. I think Orlando did a quick video over the weekend, and he was like in a lot of areas in Milwaukee, and they were like Eric Tooney signs everywhere. You know, which is kind of amazing in blue areas of Milwaukee. And it's amazing, too, because... once again, Eric Tooney, Eric's an awesome guy. This man, again, I will say this, he doesn't just campaign, he teleports. Here's a guy who's still district attorney of Fond du Lac County, and he's hit up all 72 counties, all of them, bar none. Yeah, he's got an election night watch party here come Tuesday night here next week. I think I might be going to that. It's going to be in Fond du Lac, so... we're definitely going to want to check that out. But in it, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other events. I'm sure the Michaels team will have theirs. Eric is going to be in Fond du Lac. I'm sure Amy Loudenbach will have hers. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that will have their election night watch parties. So this will be something fascinating to watch. But let's segue this. But before we segue this, let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to segue local elections, World War III. Let's talk about it when we come back. We'll be right back.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So there are times that I look at who is in charge of these parties, who are their up-and-coming stars, who are their current stars, if you will. I'm like, why the hell does this song keep going? No, all right, we're good. But I look at the parties sometimes. Excuse me. I look at the party sometimes and I just think to myself, oh my God, we're so screwed. We are boned. Because we got right now, you know, Donald Trump is still the de facto leader of the Republican Party. And it's like, oh my God, for God's sake, Donald Trump. Donald, can you please shut the hell up? Seriously. Get just go there. Get yourself a taco bowl. Get one of your, like, ultra-well-done steaks and throw some ketchup on there and STFU. Can you do that, Donald? Can you do that? I won the election. No, Donald, you're not in the Oval. Shut up. You lost. Then, of course, you got Joe Biden, and it's like, my God. They weren't kidding. They just wanted his corporeal form. I don't even know if Joe Biden's still alive right now. There's a reason why he went shaking hands with nobody. There's a reason why he tripped walking up the stairs. Because he's being controlled with strings and he's an automaton. You know, they got little servos and stuff inside him because he's not really alive. I can't help but, you know, wonder that. These are the two heads of the two major parties in America today. God, we are so screwed. There is some level of hope, I suppose. So, Biden and the Biden administration have done everything within the last year, well, since he stepped in office, but definitely over the last year, to have really screwed the pooch. And it shows in his approval numbers. With 1 week to go to the midterms, Biden currently holds a 39% job approval rating. 39. Maybe you guys can help me out. 920-376-9400. That's the number to call. Because I'd like to know who these 39% of people are that said, damn it, Joe Biden's doing a bang-up job. He's a wonderful man and a phenomenal president. It's the best economy of our lifetime. I suppose, if you're a drug dealer, it is a booming time for you and your business. Because people either want to be drunk, high, or they're trying to off themselves in this economy. Do you guys know that the median interest rate for new home purchases right now is about 7.1%? Oh, I'm under the Biden administration. I don't know how do you shit the bed like that? Like, seriously, Okay. Hear me out. How do you go from last year November, right, for 2.5% all the way up to 7.1? Not even a year's time. Like, you have to, that's not even, you can't be that. Stupid is not the word. Stupidity would, like, you would at least catch a break somewhere and improve the economy at some level. this man and his administration have done nothing but decimate this economy. Like, you're talking 5 basis points. 5. In less than a year. And, of course, the Federal Reserve is constantly raising interest rates by 0.75 points, which is wreaking havoc on the housing markets, the credit markets, you name it. And this is why he has a 55% disapproval rating. What happens next week will be a referendum on Joe Biden. Now, I want you to keep this in mind. You can be confident, but you cannot be complacent. Let me share with you, here's a story, and it's true. I have here, in one of my dirty little gray hands, because I'm a dirt child, gotta take a shower, man. I was kind of working my ass off today, and I was working out earlier today, and yeah, I'm funky. No, not that bad. But I have been getting these letters, these postcards in the mail from an organization called VotingMattersWI.org. And I have gotten 2 of them in the last 2 days. Here's the one I got yesterday from a gentleman named Bob. Now, Bob comes from Milwaukee. The one that I got today, the postmark was from Illinois. Fascinating. And then the first one, and I'll paraphrase the first one, but what I find interesting is all of them use my original real first name. Now, keep in mind, nobody, I mean literally nobody other than a handful of people, know my real name. Nobody other than a handful of people. So the only way you're going to write me anything using my real name is if you go on the voter rolls. And that's where these people got it from. And it amazes me because it says, hi, insert my real name. Didn't say Ed, didn't say Mr. Delgado. It used my real name. Really weird. This letter says, thank you for being a previous voter. Your friends and family might need a personal reminder to vote. Please ask them to be sure to vote in this November 8th election. Thanks, Bob. Isn't that nice about Bob? Now, I will go back to this card here in a minute. But the first card I got here, this was probably about 2 weeks ago, had literally said, paraphrasing this, but it was to the effect that I needed to go vote for the person with a D behind their name and vote because my life depends on it, literally. And it wasn't a threat. It was that our lives depended on who we were voting for. And it's funny because if you go to some of the websites here, the website here is VotingMattersWI.org. If you go to that website, it'll take you to myvote.wi.gov. But then, of course, Voting Matters Now is a liberal organization right here. And, of course, you know, mail-in voting and all that other nonsense. So, yeah, vote like your life depends on it. You're going to kill granny. All the fear-mongering and everything else. But again, politics is local. And I think these people, this card that I read you, this is actually the more tame of all the cards, is the card that actually makes some sense, though. You need to go out and you need to talk to your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you don't like, complete strangers. I'll tell you this. I have, over these last few months, literally been talking to everybody I have interacted with about this upcoming election. The importance of having Ron Johnson reelected. Having Tim Michaels as governor. You know, your congressman, in my case, is Glenn Grothman. You know, the importance of having him in there. And it's funny because maybe it's the area that I'm in, but a lot of people are very aware of the issues that are plaguing them economically and everything. And, you know, the conversations I've had with people are just phenomenal. But these people are upset. They're upset with the high prices of everything. There was a video I watched earlier today from a gentleman. I think it's, I forget his name. I have to get it here at some point. But he was saying how Joe Biden was talking about, well, you know, meat and eggs and stuff like that, that's not all that expensive. The real things are going to be like your processed food, like your cereal. So rather than getting a name brand cornflakes, they're just going to have to go with the generic things. So he's advocating that you eat the garbage food. The garbagey version of the garbage food. That's what he's saying. The worst version. You just got to buy it down. What president of the United States would ever advocate for something like that? At least when Donald Trump was in office, he was advocating for you to get the best version of everything you could get. Why? Because you can have it. You just got to work. Got to make it happen. Why not? This election is so incredibly important. That's why, like I said, on a local level, whether it be your town, your village, your city, you know, on up, because these people, they do have the ear of that next level above them, or at least have access to it. And that's why I make it a point, doing what I do here on this podcast and in my day-to-day, to have those conversations with people. And this gentleman here, Mr. Bob here, he's correct. You do need to get out there and talk to people. Talk to your friends. See if you can get them out there to vote. Because what we're dealing with here on November 8th, and it's funny because we say this every election, it's the most important election of our lifetimes. We say this every election. It is for the soul of the nation. But at this particular juncture, if Democrats are allowed to control the levers of power for any length of time beyond January, we're screwed. Like, we are boned. I mean, these are people that are abusing power. These are people that, and this is why I want people to really take in mind and remember. I need you to remember the summer of 2020. I need you to remember all those businesses that were burnt, destroyed, vandalized, the people that died in the riots. I need you to remember David Dorn. I need you to remember all of the fear and the nonsense and all of the garbage that happened in 2020. Especially here in Wisconsin, where Tony Evers didn't activate the National Guard and just let it all happen. Amazing. Amazing that that was allowed to happen. And that a governor did not do anything until, what, a day or two after the fact? The moment those riots happened, that should have been dealt with. It should have been stomped out with a quickness, but it wasn't. And then, of course, we got to continue on with 2020 and move forward, because you got to look at every single one of these Democrat governors, Democrat politicians, everybody that instituted these COVID lockdowns, these mask mandates, this other garbage that shut down the shoot schools and everything else that have created these detrimental mental effects on a lot of these kids. The mental health crisis is through the roof at this particular point. And not just for children, but for adults as well, too. Me and my family were one of the lucky ones. See, for my son, he excelled at home schooling. Me, I didn't miss a beat anywhere. Why? Because, well, I don't care. You could tell me I have to stay home, but guess what I'm not going to do? I do what the hell I want. Here's how I operate. I do what I want. When I want, how I want. Because if I'm given a task, as I often am at work, I'm given the task and I'm told to make it happen. I make things happen. And I'm not going to let somebody tell me that I can't go out and do that. That's garbage. Nah. Funny thing about being an American is we're kind of a little rebellious by our very nature. We're kind of a little, we're rough around the edges. And again, going back to a topic I talked about earlier, this comfort, lazy, sedentary lifestyle has led a lot of people to live in fear, fear of losing that comfortable, sedentary lifestyle, and it has made them very compliant. Compliant so much that they're okay with letting other people make life-changing decisions for them. Whereas people like you and I, oh no. No, we couldn't imagine having somebody else make those decisions for us because that's nonsense. See, we are free and independent men and women, you see. And we make choices based upon what we think is in the best interest of our family and ourselves. And we make sacrifices based upon what we're willing to tolerate or not tolerate. And, well, that complacent, sedentary person, and I'm not going to lie, myself, I was definitely one of them in many respects, you know, because, again, there's an allure, you know. You made it. You can choose whatever you want to eat. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can do what you want, but you just choose to stay home because you're fat, lazy, and happy. See? But once you take control of your own life, that's where the powers that be don't like that. And that's why the individuals like, you know, Evers and Barnes and Whitmere and Gavin Newsom and Hochul and all those folks out there, right, Cuomo, that's why they had such a problem with people that bucked their orders. You see what I'm saying? And for all you guys that didn't give in to any of that nonsense, hey, kudos to you, man. You took a gamble and you won. John Gall said, is it rebellious or just sensible? It's your life to live, not someone else's to control. And you are absolutely right. It is your life to live. But this is the power play here. Because there are people that believe because they are in elected office. And I've seen this on the right as well, but definitely more so on the left, exponentially more on the left. They're better people. They are better men, as it were. And you, the lowly pleb, you really don't know what you're doing. Let me make the decisions for you. It'll be so much easier. Compliance. It's like a really messed up version of like 1984 meets Animal Farm meets Ultraviolet with the medical, you know, tyranny. Yeah, it was a pretty messed up couple years, wasn't it? But again, this is why it becomes so much more important that when you look at this election cycle, you know, most of us, we know about the sexy races. We know about the top tier, you know, top executive branches within the state itself, your congressman, your senator. You know that. But you also have to look at it on the local level, your village boards, your common councils, your mayors, your, you know, your county boards, your school boards. Because it's not just enough that you got to look at the medical side of things, but you got to look at things like CRT in your schools. You need to take a look at, you know, are these groups doing things to help your local economy become more inviting to bring business in? Are they actually working to work with law enforcement in order to promote public safety? Are they doing things to help curb the drug crisis that's plaguing this entire nation? And it's very important that we look, you have to look at the totality of this, because just because you're like, you know what, I voted in the state general election, I voted all Republican, but did you vote for your village board? Well, no, I didn't. Why the hell not? Well, I just don't have, you know what, I do the podcast on Tuesday nights. My village board meets every Tuesday. My excuse for not going on every one Tuesday every month. I don't go to those board meetings because I'm doing a podcast. Maybe I should start going to those village board meetings. Maybe I should get involved that way. I mean, it's 4 or 5 hours of bureaucratic nonsense, and that's why a lot of people don't go. because it's dull, it's dry, it's like, really, this is what we're doing? But if you don't get involved, then you wonder why there's a mismanagement in funds, why, you know, there's projects getting done here that doesn't necessarily work for the community other than a few people, those few people that showed up to those board meetings. Yeah, maybe I should start doing that. I have to give that some serious consideration. But here's another thing to keep in mind. As I'm sure you guys are well aware, we are, dare I say, and I've talked about Civil War for many a year. Go back in my list of podcasts. You can see I've talked about a cold Civil War. I've talked about the pretext to the Civil War. I've talked about the cultural divide. But we're not only are we dealing with that, but we're on the brink of World War III. Now, interesting story that I just came across today. It shows that, you know, it was talking about Vladimir Putin possibly having Parkinson's disease in addition to cancer. So apparently, he might have prostate cancer. He might have colorectal cancer. He's got Parkinson's disease, according to an insider. He's got memory loss, his pancreatic cancer. The guy's falling apart. However, here's the thing. For an individual like him with nothing to lose, man, what's to say he doesn't just give the order and launch the nukes? I mean, if he's on his way out, damn. But that's not just all there's to it. It's another story here. And this one kind of really bothered me because was it cool that Russia invaded the Ukraine? No. Vladimir Putin wants to bring back the old Soviet Union. He wants to bring all the territories that were once part of the Soviet Union back under the Russian Federation once again. Okay? All right. I get it. You're clamoring to the glory days when you were a KGB agent and the ideology and everything that you bought into. Mother Russia and her territory. Totally understand that. You know, I'm not condoning what he did, but I understand where he's coming from. But invading a sovereign nation is just a pretext to war. I mean, right now they're calling it a skirmish or whatever, but it's war. And it's a war, it's a border dispute between two countries. Now, Vladimir Zelensky, or is that his name, Vladimir? I don't know, Zelensky. Zelensky's been trying to hype this up to such a degree because he wants to get NATO membership and he wants the U.S. to do a preemptive nuclear strike. He's outright said this. Now, my question, and it's a question that's been asked by many others well before me, but do we sacrifice Boston for Kiev? Do we sacrifice, I don't know, St. Louis for some city in the Ukraine that we can't pronounce? Do we? I don't see the purpose of going to war for Ukraine. Why do we send anybody, any American dollars? We got our own problems here at home, but yet we're going to go ahead and fund this war. And I've lost track of how many billions of dollars have gone out there. But while I feel for the people of Ukraine, I really do, it's not my problem. Now, if he starts expanding outward, maybe that's an issue. Maybe we have that conversation. But for the time being, and this is where it's important that you vote locally because you got to get the right congressmen and senators in there, because I would love to know why the hell U.S. ground forces are in Ukraine right now. Why are there boots on the ground in the Ukraine? Why? This has essentially been a proxy war between Russia and the U.S., with the U.S. funneling money and armament to Ukraine. Not cool. Fine, though. Proxy wars have happened across the world for decades, for generations. What do you think Vietnam was? Korea War. Afghanistan. Iraq. It was a proxy war. that being said, and I'm going to read this here. This is from militarynews.com. U.S. military personnel are now on the ground in Ukraine, keeping track of and inspecting weapons the U.S. has shipped to Ukrainian forces, a senior defense official announced during a Pentagon background briefing on Monday. These U.S. personnel are some of the first that the Pentagon has acknowledged has entered Ukraine since Russia launched its large-scale invasion of the country in February. The senior defense official who spoke on background during an official Pentagon event said U.S. personnel have recently resumed on-site inspections to assess weapon stock in the country whenever and wherever the security conditions allow. The official said that the return of our defense attaché and Office of Defense Cooperation personnel in country has allowed us to resume this critical function. The U.S. defense attaché for Ukraine is U.S. Brigadier General Jarek Harmon. The Biden administration ordered U.S. troops out of Ukraine in February, just days before Russia launched its invasion. The AP reported the administration did return some troops to provide security at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev earlier this year. The official acknowledgement that the U.S. military personnel are back in Ukraine comes as the latest sign of U.S. support for Ukraine's military. The U.S. had several shipments of arms to Ukraine, and some outlets have reported U.S. intel has helped Ukrainian forces target and attack specific high-value Russian targets, including vulnerable warships and generals. The defense official said there have been several of these inspections but didn't specify where they begin. The defense official's comments come after the U.S. State Department announced a plan to prevent U.S. and Western-provided weaponry from ending up on the black market or be captured by pro-Russian forces who would use them to develop countermeasures, propaganda, or conduct false flag operations. The U.S. official said the U.S. Embassy has found the Ukrainians to be very transparent and able to support inspections thus far. The article is almost finished up here. When asked what the U.S. Department of Defense personnel could do inside the Ukraine, the defense official said DOD personnel are assessing various equipment needs, but otherwise our role is to support our civilian agency counterparts if they should request our assistance as they support the Ukrainians. When asked how close U.S. personnel have gotten to the front lines during these inspections, the defense official said, "I'm not going to get into the specific details of locations or where the inspections have taken place." In other words, we're in it. If you didn't think we were in it, I don't know what to tell you. Because this is one of those things where it never should have happened. Yeah, you can say Russia should have never invaded Ukraine. All right, fair enough. But we, the United States, should have never been involved in this. This, of course, leads to credence of the idea that, well, why is Biden so interested in Ukraine? Well, Burisma, Hunter Biden, his ties to Ukraine. So frustrating. But again, this is why it's very important that we elect the right congressmen and senators. Because if we win this here next week, when the official swearing-in happens, like I said, I don't begrudge, I don't wish anybody harm. But at the same point, I'm not concerned with Ukraine. I'm concerned with American matters. I'm concerned with the American people. I'm concerned about American lives and American economy. This is my concern. And if that means that, you know, we got to cut our losses there, so be it. Because at the end of the day, I don't think Ukraine is worth World War III. And if we get the right people in office, and it's amazing how Democrats have become such war hawks, when I swear it felt like it was the other way around here during the, you know, Iran-Iraq wars. Absolutely amazing. But, all right, guys, man, you know what? And let me just add this here, too. And this is slightly off topic, going back to the mailing that I got. Over the last, this past weekend in particular, got real bad. I got so many text messages from every campaign, you know, those auto texts. I actually had to turn off my text messages and my messenger. I turned them off. I turned them off because it was like, all right, guys, enough is enough. You guys, I mean, like, and I understand it's an automated service, but it got to the point where even if you wrote stop and replied back, you were still getting messages. And it's funny because what was it, yesterday in the morning, I turned the service back on, my messages, and yeah, I missed a lot of stuff. But yeah, interesting times we live in. What is this? Somebody just said, oh, this is awesome. So I don't know if you guys have seen those Halloween costumes where they put somebody's picture in them. Wow. Lifetime supply of tinfoil and magnet. My goodness. Yeah, there was one with Robin Voss. Now there's another one with Adam Steen. And it's interesting because there was some talk here, Mark Elling from WISN. He was talking about Adam Steen here, who's running in the 63rd against Robin Voss. Robin Voss won the primary. Steen lost. Steen's going as a writing candidate. And Belling just basically referred to Steen as his insolent little boy. And it's interesting because I get that there are people that don't like... I get there are people that don't like Robin Voss. I do. Totally understand. I've met them both. I've interviewed them both. I like both. I think they're both, you know, genuinely nice people. I don't have... But I don't live in that district either. The problem I have in that particular race is that Adam Steen lost. He lost the primary. And he's continuing to push forward. And it's an interesting thing because even with the tapes that were released recently with him saying some very disparaging things about his own supporters, you know, that aside, I think I just have a problem with the fact that you lost the primary. Why are you still pushing forward now? I just think it's one of those deals where it's like you lost, get over it. It's a bad look altogether. And I don't know. Maybe Steen bought into the hype that a lot of these, you know, some of these whack jobs that were supporting, and they were whack jobs. Maybe he bought into that hype. Maybe he bought into the whole Donald Trump endorsement, even though he said, you know, that you got to be pretty stupid if your endorsement is going to sway your vote, which I don't disagree with him. I think he's absolutely right about that. But I don't know. It's one of those things when I see somebody who just pushes on even though they lost the first time, it's like, okay, maybe you're not suited for office. Maybe you just need to go back doing whatever it is you were doing because at this particular point, you lost. Why continue to do a write-in? Because, well, I think it's unfortunate because what's going to end up happening is there's also a write-in for a Democrat down there, and you watch, a Democrat will probably end up winning that election. Why? If you can't be a winner, be a spoiler. Pretty sad, but all right, guys, I'm going to cut it short here tonight because I owe some phone calls. I want to get to bed at a decent time. I found recently that if I'm getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night, boy, I tell you what, that makes this diet work real. I can't really call it a diet. It's more of a way of life, a lifestyle change, a way of eating. It makes things work so much better. I find that when I only sleep like 5 hours, not good for the digestive system. 7 plus, daddy's ready to rock and roll. But I'm also tired too. I've been up since like, I don't know, 4:45 this morning. 4:45, already working out. You know why? Gains don't make themselves. That's what's up. But guys, I want to thank you for joining in here tonight. Thank you guys for chiming in. Thank you guys for being in the chat room and checking things out. And I'm sure I'm going to do something here later this week. I know I got a busy day tomorrow, but I think we're going to do something here Thursday night. We got this election coming up, and midterms are going to be very important. I'm going to try to do something here, of course, next Tuesday. I do believe I will be in Fond du Lac Tuesday night for that for the Eric Tooney election night observation and watch. But we'll definitely be doing things here. So I will definitely keep you guys up to date here. I got a few things that I'll be changing, tweaking. I've been planning some things here. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. A lot of stuff. But I'm asking you guys, be patient. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better from here because really at the end of the day, 2024 is right around the corner. You know, we got a presidential election coming up. We got a Supreme Court justice race coming up this spring. Dan Kelly's going to be running once again here. And I'm definitely looking forward to supporting that man. If you guys haven't had an opportunity to meet Dan Kelly, meet him. He's a phenomenal human being. Keeping that 100%. But things aren't going to slow down. And neither are we. We're going to keep it up. But in order to keep it up, sometimes we have to tweak things. And behind the scenes, we are going to do just that. So until next week, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or whatever else we're going to throw out this week, just keep this in mind. It's a rough world out there. Democrats are saying that Republicans are making a boogeyman out of crime. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Crime is the boogeyman. All one needs to do is take a look at the statistics. Orlando Owens will tell you, you know, every time when something bad happens, he's posting about it, he's talking about it, he's asking the questions that need to be answered, but nobody in the inner cities wants to answer. Crime is not a boogeyman. Crime is not, you know, a dog whistle. Crime is there. But Democrats are going to try to portray this as something that it's not. And they're going to say that abortion is the number one issue. Well, as you guys know, it's the economy. It's the economy. It's crime. It's public safety. It's your safety. It's mine. But, you know, as I tell you guys all the time, it's not enough to just sit there, wait for a hero. It's not enough to sit there and wait for someone to come along. Because Captain Save Ho ain't going to do it for you. No, no, no. You guys got to go out there and do it yourself. Go out there and become the best versions of yourself that you can be. And if you think you can be better, then you know what? Every day, make that happen. Be the exception, not the rule. And remember, it's International Ass-Kicking Day. Celebrate it on all days ending in Y. So go out there and be the best you can be. So on that note, I'll check you guys later on. Dangerous Toys is going to bring us home tonight.